Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Thursday night football. The Philadelphia Eagles down in Charlotte versus those Carolina Panthers. And one thing to keep in mind with this Carolina Panther offense, it is a difficult offense to prepare for in a short week. And there's a reason for that. The reason is what they do in the backfield. There's so many backfield actions and looks with personnel that it's very, very difficult for second-level defenders, linebackers, and even safeties to get a read on what Cam Newton and the backs and wide receivers at times are doing. And you can start by going back to when the Panthers played the Saints a few weeks ago. This was the first series of the game. You're going to see a full house backfield here. And Newton's going to take the snap. There's going to be inside zone run action. There's going to be a speed option look with Newton working toward the left. He ends up pitching the ball out to Jonathan Stewart. He clears the edge 17 yards. There's a lot going on in the backfield, very difficult to decipher, and you can't give up the edge to this offense in the run game. Later in the same game, you're going to see something very similar. Not as many people in the backfield, but the action will look very similar with a zone run, and then Newton starts with the speed option look. This time, he keeps the ball and scores. Keep one thing in mind. When they get into the red zone, and that's a critical part of this game, the Panthers use Cam Newton's legs as a critical part of what they do. So the Eagles' defense must be very aware of that. Here's another example in the red zone, just what I'm talking about. Again, backfield action, but this time they even add another element, the jet sweep. So they start with Cam taking the snap. He works again to his left, has that speed option look to it. But what does he do after he takes three or four steps? Shovel pass inside to Christian McCaffrey, walks into the end zone, easy touchdown. So you understand the theme here. A lot going on in the backfield. This Panthers offense, the run game in particular, will be a challenge for the Eagles defense.
All right, Ike Reese, shovel pass? Where have we seen that before? And also a lot of misdirection, zone read. There's a lot of assignments for the front seven for the Eagles, but kind of reminds you of Andy Reid and what we saw week two, huh?
Yeah, 14 years of success on shovel passes here in Philadelphia for Big Red, and we got a chance to see it earlier this year when the Eagles took on Kansas City. Now, here's the problem for a defense, right? When they see this lineup, you got Alex Smith, who's a threat to run. You got Thomas back here. They're going to bring Tyreek Hill in motion as well. And for the linebackers, when you're talking about run responsibility, it's all about having your eyes in the right place. I got Jordan Hicks here. Because Tyreek Hill is coming here, he's responsible for this outside gap. So the motion with Tyreek Hill pulls him over, and it's going to create a little bit of an issue on the backside. You see Kansas City has it walled off already, and now we only have two defenders over here. And here's what you got to respect. You got to respect DeAnthony Thomas coming out here. That's where Nigel Bradham is going. But then you got Derek Barnett, who has to respect Alex Smith's ability to run the football. And the reason these are key is because when you look at the Carolina Panthers, they have the same sort of issue for opposing defenses when you're trying to stop their run game. This is a well-designed play. Now, Nigel Bradham gets a little bit too wide. You got Jordan Hicks sealed off on the backside. Derek Barnett does his job, makes Alex Smith get rid of the ball. But what do you got here? You got Travis Kelce there, and that's an easy shovel pass for Kansas City. You look at the size of this hole that's here for Alex Smith to complete this pass to Travis Kelce. It's an easy walk-in touchdown for him. Obviously, first down pickup. He gets inside there. These are a lot of the misdirection plays that Carolina loves to run with Christian McCaffrey. They're getting Curtis Samuel involved in it as well. You got Stewart in the backfield. And the biggest issue is that big boy, Cam Newton, who lines up behind center. But watch here. We got another sort of a misdirection play that the Eagles are going to play it well. Now, you get Jordan Hicks comes down, he seals this gap, and you get Vinnie Curry, whose responsibility basically is to crash down in case Alex Smith gives this ball to Hunt here. But the key for the Eagles on this play is Nigel Bradham. He doesn't take the wide angle like we saw on the last play. He closes it down a little bit. It restricts the lane because Vinnie Curry forces Alex Smith to pull that ball back. Now you got Alex Smith on the outside, and you got Nigel Bradham in the perfect position to make this play. The key for the Eagles against Carolina will be reading your keys, having disciplined eyes, The running game of Carolina is not conventional. They want to get you moving with the misdirection and the play action. We're going to have to be gap sound up front, and everybody's going to have to do their job. The key to this game, stopping the running game of Carolina, is do your job and trust the guys next to you to do theirs.